There was a DJ, the podcast.
This is the end, everyone's a DJ podcast, and my name is Dave. You're very welcome to this, the 52nd edition in a series of podcasts coming to you from North London. You just heard Static by a band called Swerve with 3 W's. They're coming from Birmingham. They had a track that came out sometime in October that would have made a podcast if I was making them at the time. That was called Honey Dripper, and it's actually a phenomenal song, but that is an equally good follow-up. And you can see them live if you're in London. They're playing the Oblast on June 6th, so go get tickets for that. Coming up this week, we've got new music from something off the Perfect Pussy record, something new from another Birmingham band called Juice. But next up is a song off an album that is one of the probably the albums I've been looking forward to the most this year. The album's called Luminous. It's out in XL Records on May 5th. If you picked up the NME a couple of weeks ago, you would have read a really good interview with the lead singer, in fact the whole band. They're called The Horrors. This track is called In and Out of Sight. We'll be right back. Interference Fits is the new album by Perfect Pussy, and it is an album that is really good and really just a bit nothing at the same time. I picked it up, I was in New York last week and I saw it, and I was chatting to the woman in the shop and I said, is it any good? And she said, yeah, I like it, but it's not good. Which, there, that kind of says it. So she liked it, but it wasn't. The album's called Say Yes to Love, came out last month on Captured Tracks. It's just an intense listen, and no one wants an intense listen sometimes, just, you know. Anyway, next up is a Scottish two-piece called from Glasgow, who were signed to Fat Cat Records, called Honeyblood. This track is called Killer Bangs.
Timeless against us, circumstance likes to dick around. There's a solution, so simple, it's not allowed. Ooh, 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 ooh. I don't wanna have to go on without you, but I have to. When I go, oh, will there be anything to go home to, go home to?
dream.
That was a band who hail from Birmingham. They're called Juice. That track's called Sugar. They sound like Peace. That's about it, really. I was in two minds about putting that song on. It's a good song. I like it. But the more I listened to it, the more I thought, yeah, that whole fucking Peace thing from last summer is over now. Let's move on there. Not very good. I'm not really a fan. But I do like this next track. This is a band called Warmth. They're from Walthamstow. Local boys, John and Tom. There's nothing really I can find out about them. I've looked around. This track is a bit of a Massive Attack-y kind of thing, kind of vibe to it. It's called King Cam. It's very good.
having that hour with the juice. I juice the best, and the daddy bounce sounds as we flew the nest. She said a reef daddy, and one for the road out cold, where the sober souls found gold. I so still, she's a lonely teaser. Hi ho, hi ho, if I could only reach her. While the rap bats collapse, new match bad habits. The happy go, Mac and Coke, cracked out and wackios. Have a go, tap a toe. Actually, happened though, what I haven't seen for love isn't worth seeing at all. You get let down when you reach above, so I'm sticking to the southeast walls.
Since then, you just heard Cadillac Girl by a band called Only Real. Only Real is not really a band, it's a one guy. His name is Niall Galvin, he's from West London. That track is been knocking around for quite some time actually, but he's re-recorded this version for a single release that's out on April 14th. I like it, but I'm not really sure we're ready for a chill wave revival just yet. Next up, they're a four piece from Richmond, Virginia. They're assigned to Sweet Dreams Records. They're called Sports Bar, and this song is called Big Mac, Yeah. And then straight after that, we're going to have something from Cobes, who I really like. We'll be right back. just heard Coves. They're a two-piece to come from Warwickshire, and they recently supported Band of Skulls. So if you were saw Band of Skulls on their UK tour, you would have hopefully seen them if you weren't at the bar or elsewhere. Maybe you were late. Maybe the bus was late and you missed Coves. Well, you missed out. That is a track called Duchess, which I think is a Scott Walker cover version. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I recognize it off Scott 4, maybe. Something like that. Anyway, that's about it from me for this week. I'm going to leave you with a band that I had the pleasure of seeing when I was in New York last week. And it's a phenomenal record. They're called The War on Drugs. If you haven't already got their album, go out and buy it. You will not regret it in any way. This is the closing track of that album. Lost in a Dream is just really good. It's kind of like, it's got this really intricate storytelling behind it. It's got Bruce Springsteen kind of vibes to it. It's strung out. It's got Kurt Viley kind of things to it, which obviously, given the relationship they have with him and as a band, it would be pretty obvious. But yeah, hopefully you enjoy it. Anyway, if you want to get in touch, you can email us at endeveronsdj@gmail.com. Like us on facebook.com/endeveronsdj. If this is the last time we speak, it'll be a shame, but hopefully we'll speak to you again soon. Thanks a lot. Cheers. Good luck. Bye.
You've been out in the street talking about the war with me. In the background is a knife. Don't wanna hesitate. Will they tell me where you're hiding? But through the haze, there's no one there. Wondering if you care. Calling out your name in the darkness. When I'm done with my time here, I'm a keepsake strung through the railway. But I never mind going. And I realize now that the room is bare. And I hear all through the grand parade. And I don't mind you disappearing, 'cause I know you can be found. Struggle with myself right now.